I'm here with Hakeem Fakhoury, and we're at the office here talking about real estate investment in Dearborn. West Dearborn still has a lot of empty space available, and we want to fill it up with lots of thriving businesses. So so that's why we're here to talk today. So
the love is one, but then it comes undone, and all you have are memories of pain.
So these tenants are crying. They're crying for help. They're hurting. And somebody's got to listen to why they're hurting. Nobody's smarter than somebody that's working in the district or own and has a business in the district. They have the best feedback. And use that feedback and to work with it at City Hall. Not to say, you know what, single that guy out. He's just always trouble. Always trouble. All he complains is about paid parking.
There's no one left to trust. Your broken heart has nothing left.
But if you're an investor in West Dearborn and you're trying to maintain these investments under the worst economy in our lifetime, and you have something like this, and Dearborn is paint in place, everybody talks. And once you start a story here, by the time it comes around, it's 100 times bigger. And it's very tough to manage and operate and function in this town when you have these issues.
Now you can't keep running away, baby, because there ain't nowhere you could ever truly hide. Would you rather live pretend, believing you can win, and so you end up crying every single night?
Part of my issue is the misconception that the city puts into the street through their relationships, whether it's people on the DDA or the press and articles that they put out, that the vacancies are due to my not wanting or my inability to lease, and that's a complete misconception. A lot of the problems that I have with leasing and a lot of the tenants I've lost is because of the city of Dearborn.
Poor man begging for a drop of change. Rich man running from a ball and chain. Preacher man pulling for a Democrat. I see 8 more seconds on the golden cap.
So here we go, you have a vacant building. And this is the same thing that's happened building after building after building with my tenants. And when you buy a building, you get it under contract, you submit your economics to the bank. Here you have a tenant, you have, this are your payments, this is the income. And if you don't factor reinvestment, the bank will not allow you to take money out of your pocket or from them to continue on that tenancy. And we're back in the 2000s, you can get $30 a square foot, $25 a square foot. Right now, the average dollars per square foot is 10. So how do you justify with the bank to make an investment when you're getting $10 a square foot? So you try to maintain the status quo, and the city would not allow it. So this is part of the misconception that's really hurt my name and reputation with to do business with me. And then, of course, when potential tenants would go to the city would say, you don't want to do business with this guy. We can't stand him. And then people get afraid and don't want a lease building. So you're sitting here holding properties that aren't going anywhere. So West Dearborn is in a quagmire, at least between my properties and the city of Dearborn.
Drop a chain. Rich man running from a ball and chain.
To say that when you have an existing tenant, only when you make an acquisition on a piece of property, you're not scrutinizing the tenant to make, especially somebody who's been there as long as Dearborn Music, and understanding the laws within the city, he does not have to bring, because of a transfer of ownership, his space into code repairs that are enforced right now. If he goes to remodel, then of course he would have to, he's obligated to bring it up to whatever code that they're using, 2007, 2011. I don't know. It's been a while since I built anything in Dearborn, since the Panera Bread building or Michigan the military. But so he gets to coexist in that building until he decides he wants to remodel. Now, if he wants to remodel and comes to me as a landlord and says, I want to stay, I want to sign a new 10-year lease, and I'm going to make these repairs, but I need you to do this. I do this all the time. That makes sense. But when a tenant who's on a month-to-month basis says the city wants you to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, or wants him to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars for him to stay, and it doesn't make any sense, how do you tell him you're wrong? He's absolutely right. It doesn't make any sense. And instead of sitting and fighting City Hall, which you can't win, he decides, you know what, this is not my fight. This is a fight between really Hakeem personally and the mayor, that I'm not going to get involved in the crossfire. I'm just going to move to somebody that the city likes. Jack O'Reilly loves Norm Newman. He's been friends of the family for years. So he goes, out of the request from the city of Dearborn, why don't you go deal with Norm Newman? And he moves there. And I don't fault him for doing that. It was a good business move. Because who wants to get involved in this war between me and Jack O'Reilly? So, I mean, that's just one example.
Right.
Of a great, great tenant. And really, he was a staple in West Dearborn. And to lose him from the business district to what I call outside the business district, where Norm Newman's properties are, is really a hurt. It's hard to find tenants that are Dearbornites that want to invest in West Dearborn. And then it's more complicated to find regional tenants or national tenants to come in West Dearborn when you're competing against something new like Allen Park, who has a brand new facility. They have big box users to help draw people, and they have free parking, which is another contention that Jack O'Reilly have been head-to-head, that the paid parking system has to be set aside right now temporarily. But nobody wants to fess up and be a man and say, we made a mistake. Paid parking was way too fast, and it shouldn't have happened until the district was vibrant. It was on its way, but sure never got there. The last couple of years, I've been very, very quiet, not politically involved in any way with anybody, because I found out it was fruitless. If I can comment about goodwill, I absolutely disagree with you that the city was opposed to it. I think that the mayor is extremely smart and creative of how to achieve the achievables, and without showing his cards. And the mayor is the one who sought out Jennifer Gearing to go to Canton and bring goodwill here, and wanted it in that place long before anybody knew it was coming. I spent a lot of legal fees opposing goodwill because it went against the grain of what we were promised. And what we were promised as investors and developers, from Mayor Guido, God bless him, brilliant, brilliant man in every way, was that if you invest in my town, I assure you, no investment next to you will dilute your investment. And that's not what's happened. And so when you are going under the standards that they told you you had to go, and you see what, you know, the money I invested in the Panera Bread building, what I invested in Michigan military, you know, those are quality
buildings.
Quality buildings at the standards that they wanted to set the guidelines to everybody. The type of fencing, the type of brick, the type of sandstone, all those things. And then you allowed a goodwill to come next to your investment in Michigan military. That was a 10-year development. Norm Newman fought me on stopping that development.
I went to the Michigan Appeal Court, the Michigan Supreme Court. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the development. That project is so upside down, but the city and the mayor kept meeting with me and saying, Hakeem, please stick with this project. We need it. That's the gateway to West Dearborn.
What's the direction of redeveloping West Dearborn? And the direction was clearly this was going to be an entertainment district. It wasn't going to be Sleepy Hollow anymore. I want entertainment. Mike Guido sat with me and said, buy buildings and don't put perfume on a pig. Take them down, redevelop them. We want to be able to go into the millennium with a different look, not paint the front of a building that was built in 1892.
Right.
And that's the direction he wanted things to take. People have lost hope now and don't want to. They're looking to just get out of their leases. That's all they care about. Just get me out of my lease. I'm done. I'm losing money staying operated. I'm done. And this is what we're contending with. And it's just going to get worse because a lot of these people are waiting for the leases to be up. And they're gone. And then what?